HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to Yitzhak about Avraham Avinu. This is, in many ways, the central parsha of Masora, parsha of Toldos. We see Yitzhak stepping into the shoes of his father, as it were, digging the Be'eros. And Ramban even suggests Perek Chavav Pasuk Beis that Yitzhak may have had his own mini Nisayon of Lech Lecha, akin to his father. And we're already seeing as well the passing of Masora again from Yitzhak to Yaakov. So in this very center of Masa Avos, and the Masora of Avos, welcome in, Morty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to Yitzhak about Avraham Avinu, and he describes Vayishmor Mishmarti Mitzosai Chukosai V'Sorosai. Avraham Avinu, Hashem tells Yitzhak, he kept my mitzvahs. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses many terms in describing the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu, was Mekayim Ratzon Hashem. So Ramban opens with Rashi. Vayishmor Mishmarti, Lashon Rashi, V'koli, Kishinisisi Oso. Mishmart, he heard my call, that's Kishinisisi Oso. Then it's particular Nisyonos. And there are Eser Nisyonos, and the Rishonim have debates which are the official Eser Nisyonos. There are many Nisyonos. So those are those episodes that were specific to Avraham Avinu. How about the Mishmati Mitzosai, Kukosai, Vesorosai, those other five terms? So Rashi, Ramban quotes Rashi, goes on to say it refers to different areas of halacha. Mishmati, Gezeiros Lahakaka, Gezeiros Shmiros Larayos, or Shvus, L'Shabbos. That's how Mishmeris is used in halachic contexts later in Chumash as well. Mishmeris often means a siyag, a din drabbanon. Mitzvos, Avraham Avinu kept the din drabbanon, he kept the Mishmeris. Mitzvos, he kept the mitzvos, as well as the chukim and the toros. What's the difference between a mitzvah and a chok? So Ramban quotes from Rashi, mitzvos are ilu lo nechtu din hu sheikasru. The sorts of things that we would have understood on our own, which we often refer to as mishpatim. Higon gezel, shmichas damim, the Easter against theft, the Easter against murder. Well, the Rambam refers to it as the mitzvos sichlios, the rational mitzvot. Could have understood on my own that's the right thing to do. Chukosai are what we often refer to as chukim. Dvar v'sheitzahara v'ovdei v'odazar m'shivin aleim. Yitzahara will push back cynically. And though non-Jews who don't share our values will push back cynically, ridiculous, what's the point of avoiding chazir? What's the point of avoiding shatnez? She'ein tam b'davar el hamelach gazar chuk avado. It's a divine decree. That's a chok. And finally, Torah starts. It seems like we covered everything. We covered Rabbanans, we covered the mishpatim, the mitzvot, and the chukim. So what's left for Torah? So, lahavi Torah shvah peh halacha mosh misina. Rashi says it must be that the last, up until now, well, obviously mishmarti with Rabbanans, mitzvahs and chukim must refer to the dinim in Torah Shabbat Chzav, the Tariq mitzvahs. So Torah Sai are the dinim that only appear in the Torah Shabbat Teh. So Ramban comments, that's the approach of Rashi. In Cain, Yekol ze bonu al dash ha'ya Avraham mekayim u'mishamer sa'torah ad sonitna. This is all, this approach, the Rashi quotes, is built on the assumption and the opinion that Avraham Avinu kept Kol Torah Kula before he's even given, as appears in Masechas Yuma, and he goes on to quote V'chach Amru. The Bereishis Rabbah has this later in Chumash Bereishis as well. The pasuk Ve'etein Lehem Yosef Agalos, Yosef gives after he reveals his identity to his brothers, he sends them back to bring Yaakov down to Mitzrayim. He gives them Agalos. Why did he give them Agalos as opposed to some other type of vehicle? Shapirish, it was a word play. It was a visual pun. Shapirish imenu b'parshas egla rufa. Shai ozik v'toruk ashim shayu avosav. But so the Medrash says that was a reference to Yaakov Avinu from Yosef, a coded message. He's still learning. He's holding the sugi of egla rufa. They've been learning egla rufa over 2 decades ago, and they parted. And he hasn't forgotten that last sugi that he learned with his father. So clearly, they were involved in the details of halacha, but achshel nitna Torah. The Torah hadn't been given yet. This is obviously centuries before Matan Torah. It wasn't normatively, halacha wasn't normatively binding. They weren't obligated to keep Tariq Mitzvahs until Har Sinai, and yet they were volunteering. Harei kastu by yishmor mishmarti mitzvosai chukosai v'sorosai. So that's what the Medrash says. You see, referencing back to our pasuk. they were involved in Torah mitzvahs even before it was obligatory. The Shamarmu, Shayim Shamar, Filadik Duke Torah, Lamin Lathan, the Medrash goes on to say that they, that the others were involved in the details of halacha. So this is the Rabbah's point there, that Rashi's interpretation of this pasuk, Perek Chavav, pasuk Hey, is in line with the opinion that appears in Yuma, the opinion that appears in the Bereishis Rabbah. The others were Mekayim Kol Torah Kula in a literal sense. They were holding in the sugyas. Yosef and Yaakov learned the details of Egla Rufa together. And not only they learned it, but that they kept it as well. And that's what the Torah is describing about Avraham Avinu. This is a Ramban is one of the most famous treatments of the question. It's worth looking inside because you discover the Ramban's approach to this question of Avos Kodem and Torah is often shrunken. And there's one aspect of Ramban's approach that's often repeated, but there's actually a sort of a multi-layered approach. So let's take a look. Yesh l'shal, Ramban says, but there's a problem here. In Cain, if we're going to accept this assertion, again, that appears in Chazal, that the avos were practically fulfilled halacha, echekin Yaakov matseva v'nasar shtei achayos. How is a Yaakov built a matseva, which is ironically, the Chazal's language is the matseva was ahuva b'meha avos and snua later on. The avos built matseva, single stone mizbachos, but over the centuries between the days of the avos and the time of Matan Torah, it became a common Canaanite pagan ritual, a single stone altar. And so the Torah later on, despite Matan Torah, forbids using a matseva. You have to use a mizbach avanim made out of multiple stones. So that's a Chazal comment. It was ahuv mei avos. In days avos, it was beloved. Later on, Kadosh Baruch Hu forbade it. The Ravan says, but if the avos were keeping the Torah as it would be given at Sinai, so how is it ahuv mei avos? How is Yaakov using a matseva if it would in the future be forbidden? And perhaps even more sharply, had he married two sisters, Uladash Avotenu Arba, he marries Rachel and Leah, which is Bizman Hazel Achamatan Torah, a violation of the most severe. That's Gili Arayos. It's Yehard Vayava. It's Issachares. And there are opinions in the Midrashim that Bilhah and Zilpah were also sisters of Rachel and Leah. So then it's four sisters. Amram Nasa Dodasa. Amram marries Yocheved, who's his aunt, also a violation of Gili Arayos. Moshe Ben Hakim Shtei Masir Matzeva. Moshe Sveira Matzeva. How could it be that they took liberties if this is something that Avram, their forefather, had accepted upon himself? And Kabbalah Hashem Sarah Davam. Not only that he did it, but the Torah is saying right here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. As a divine imprimatur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, according to Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Yitzhak Avinu, Avram is getting so much shechar because he kept mitzvosai, mishmarti, etc., which according to Rashi means all the halachos. And now you'll notice that the Ramban, in crafting his question, he's very sensitive to the point that our pasuk says that Avram kept the mitzvos. And that's why the Ramban builds out the question as, well, if Avram was keeping Kol Torah Kula, how could it be that two, three, four generations later, they were no longer as attached? Now the truth is, the Ramah has a tshuva about a fascinating tshuva, intellectual property, different editions of the Gemara. One had been published by a non-Jew who asserted his copyright rights when there was a Jewish publisher who wanted to subsequently, within a couple of years, republish the Gemara. And the content of the unusually fascinating tshuva's Ramah, I believe it's Simon Yud, the tshuva's Ramah, he gets involved, one of the many aspects of the tshuva is Abbas called the Matan Torah. And he just sort of casually, nonchalantly says, well, the Gemara in Yuma only says Avram was Kiyum Kol Torah Kula. So that was Avram, but Yaakov wasn't bound by this. It was Avram's private Kumra. So the Ramban is already, Ramban lived several centuries before the Ramah. Ramah lived in the 1500s. The Ramban, the middle of the period we've shown him, is already Bavarnin. He's sensitive to Ramah's answer. He says, well, yes, this pasuk and Yuma, it says specifically Avram, but it's hard to imagine if not Avram did it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu told Yitzhak about how incredibly valuable it was. Avram, if that's what the pasuk means, it's hard to imagine Yaakov would be taking such liberties. Avram was also al atzmo, and actually gave him sar. And the who yitzavez, but as beis olachas v'drachav. Earlier in Parshas Vayera, we heard our Rav Avinu was teaching the next generation to follow in his ways. And uva Yaakov darshu sheshamar tashavas v'kavatun. Here's the second element of the question. The pasuk and in Yuma just says Avram, but we had before he said Bereishis Rabba speaks about Yaakov and Yosef, and here he mentions Yaakov darshu also in the Bereishis Rabba that Yaakov vayichan is pnayir. That Yaakov Avinu comes to Shechem and he calculates the tum. So clearly Yaakov himself is keeping halacha. And yet Yaakov is the one who's also marrying the two sisters and the Batseva. How do you make sense of all this? So the Ramban it has a number of suggestions. And it just as you listen to the suggestions, there are so many themes that emerge in terms of appreciating mitzvahs and appreciating sort of the value of particular mitzvahs. Maybe, he says, they volunteered certain halachas. And let's appreciate it so delicately that why that halacha particularly stands out. Efeshiji is Ebe Shabbos. Maybe. We only find that Yaakov himself kept Shabbos. Deshishkula kachal Torah kula. Shehime ida masav reshus. Maybe Yaakov didn't keep all halachas. He kept Shabbos. Kavat chumen. Yichas pnei ha'ir. And to appreciate, Shabbos is so familiar that we often take it for granted. He says, Shabbos is a weekly opportunity to reconnect with our emunah. So it would be reasonable. Again, so we live post Sinai, so halacha is normative, halacha is binding, halacha is obligatory. So we don't get to pick and choose. But Rambam is saying, let's imagine if we were in a position like the Avos that we were volunteering, what would we volunteer? Perhaps we would have volunteered specifically Shabbos. Something to appreciate, to not take Shabbos for granted. And then he has another suggestion. He said, let's go back to this pasuk, our pasuk, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking Yitzhak about Avraham Avinu. All those terms, Mishparti, Mitzvosai, Chukosai, Vesorosai, he says, Ulai Nomar, here's another suggestion. The first suggestion was Shabbos in particular. Second suggestion, and going back to our pasuk, so this may be linked, maybe Mishmarti means Shnios La Arayo Shel Bnei Noach. If Mishmaris means Gzeira, so maybe specifically Gzeiras are relevant to Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach are forbidden to certain Arayos, so maybe the Gzeiras that relate to Arayos. Mitzvosai, which are the mishpatim, as Rashi had said, gezel shvichos damim. They appear in the Shabbos Veinoch, and they are rational mitzvos sichlios, chukosai, the mitzvos shimios, the chukim, Avraham Menachai. Interesting. Would you consider Avraham Menachai to be a chok or a mishpat? So obviously there's a concern about cruelty to animals and one's own cruelty. At the same time, it's not quite as much of a mishpat as murder or theft. The Rabban sounds like say, well, maybe I could call Eiv Menachayachok, Torosai. Maybe Torosai is a reference to Dinim and to Yisrael Avodah Zarah. And here's his point: She'elu Kulin Stavim Bnei Noach. So he suggests that maybe it's not that he kept called Torah Kula, he kept the Mitzvah Bnei Noach, which every human being is expected to keep. But who Hashomer? So what was special Avraham Avinu? Who Hashomer Vaoser Ritzon Goreover Shamer Afilu Dikdukim V'Churmos B'Mitzvah Shelahen? He says maybe he threw himself into keeping Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach to the max. Whatever he could keep, perhaps he sought to enhance whichever mitzvahs he had. That's the Ramban's second approach. Maybe specifically Shabbos. Maybe he kept whatever he had b'milowan, b'shlei musan. He didn't just want to get away with, okay, yeah, I can't do avodah zarah, I can't steal, won't steal. No, he threw himself into, I don't get to keep all the mitzvahs, you know, even for ourselves. Chafetz Chaim wrote a Sefer Mitzvahs HaKatzar, in which he abridged the Rambam and the others who enumerate all the 613 mitzvahs, says Chafetz Chaim, pared it down to which of the mitzvahs are noeg bezmanazah. Bezmanazah in chaslar. So the 248 mitzvahs haseh, for instance, are cut down to 91 mitzvahs haseh that are relevant to us without a Beis HaMikdash, without Eretz Yisrael. So, but whatever mitzvahs we have,
to throw ourselves in. And again, and every person is in his particular situation, and some it's irrelevant, some it's not relevant. So how much can I invest in the opportunities that I have? That's the second approach of the Ramban. Then she goes on to speak about two more approaches. The famous one and the less famous one. I want to skip down a little bit and see how he formulates each one. He says, "V'hanira elai," over here. "V'hanira elai midas Rav Hoseinu." This is the famous Ramban, the famous approach to Ramban. "V'hanira elai midas Rav Hoseinu." What seems to me from looking at the totality of the approach of Chazal to this sugya, as it were, Shalom Avinu HaTorah Kula Ruach HaKodesh. Avinu learnt Kol Torah Kula Ruach HaKodesh, received it divinely inspired. V'asagba uvetame mitoseh v'sodoseh. Before he even gets to keeping halacha, he learned it, and he learned it deeply. Essentially, that's the Ramban's approach. He must have known all of halacha, and he was involved in the tami mitzvos. Ba would be he learned halacha. Tami mitzvos would be machshava. He learned the themes behind the mitzvos. V'sodoseh, and the kabbalistic layer of the mitzvos as well. That's number one, that he was learning. And number two, v'shamar asa kula k'mishem tuviosa. Yes, he kept Kol Torah Kula as a volunteer, and therefore, not that he limited himself to, you know, enhancements of Shabbos Bei Noach, or limited himself to Shabbos, but he chose to volunteer all the mitzvahs, but only Shmirasa Osa Haya Be'eretz Levad, only in Eretz Yisrael. Only in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, so a lot of the kashas fall away. Yaakov married the two sisters in Chutzlaretz. Amram was in Mitzrayim when he married Yocheved. And it goes on to say, what does this mean? HaMitzvahs Mishpat El Keharetz. The mitzvahs are the mitzvahs of the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is sometimes described in Tanakh as Elokei Haaretz, the God of Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? Who's Harnu B'chobos Aguf B'chamakom? Mishnah, at the end of this first paragraph, Kedushin is clear that that non-agricultural mitzvahs apply all over the world. But at the same time, he says, they apply all over the world. And again, that's why he said, in a post-Sinai reality that we live, in which we live, halacha is binding, halacha is binding. But Avraham Avinu and the others who followed him, they were, as Ramban stressed, they were volunteering. It was Eina Mitzvah V'Osa. So they volunteered to keep the mitzvahs where they are the most meaningful. You get the maximum meaningfulness. Mitzvahs are obligatory anywhere in the world, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokei Haaretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not limited to any location. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole notion of space and time. So not limited by that box. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokei Haaretz. Part of what that means is that we have the easiest time. We have the most access. We have the easiest access to Ribbono Shel Olam in Eretz Yisrael. And so the mitzvahs, part of what he's saying is that mitzvahs are that much more significant in Eretz Yisrael. So they chose to volunteer when it would be of maximal significance. There's meaningfulness to keep mitzvahs of Torah also. That they didn't volunteer. They're only volunteering. So that's what they volunteered, to keep in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Lartz. Then he works on some of the details of how he deals with Matseva. And I want to show you, and he says, Yosef was keeping Shabbos in Mitzrayim, maybe Shabbos is special. Once again, it's Eidos HaChodesh HaOm, going back to the opening topic. And then I also want to show you, the Ramban actually circles back to speak about the approach that's more famously that of the Radak. He says, this is the whole time he's saying, Al-Derech Rav Hoseinu, Al-Derech Drash, these psukim, our pasuk, and the other psukim, like Yosef and Yaakov, are references to keeping practical halacha. Aderech HaPshat, let's close with this. He says, but there's also, on the level of Pshulish HaMikra, that's not what it means. Aderech HaPshat Ne'emar, what are the elements that this pasuk is referring to? Koli, Mishmarti, Mitzosai, Chukosai, Torosai. What does it mean, Aderech Pshulish HaMikra? She Mishmarti means Emunas HaLokos. He believed in Emunah. Hemin B'Shem HaMiyuchad. Mishama Mishmer Zabugo. He kept his Emunah. He held on, he guarded, he cultivated his Emunah. And again, for Avraham Avinu, he was fighting the good fight. He was iconoclast, literally and figuratively, pushing against an entire civilization that was steeped in paganism. Goes back to Ramban in earlier parshas. The Kor B'Shem Hashem that he understands, not like Unkelus that he was davening, but that he was teaching, publicly teaching about the Ribbono Shel Olam.
If someone told me college, I didn't
What's mitzvosai? So mishmarti is amuna. Mitzvosai. We're kachol asher tzivahu. V'lechol chamiyar tzara olas beno gerisha sa'ama ve'ez bena. So mitzvah. So mishmarti is amuna. Mitzvosai are the personal nisyonos that Avram had, the eser nisyonos. Chukosai. Al pipshuto, chukosai refers to v'lechaz bedarach Hashem lios chanun v'rachum ve'osa tzedakul mishpat. That he was fulfilled malach to bedracha, but not only did he fulfill the specific nisyonos that Kadosh Baruch Hu set for him, and he believed in Ribbono Shel Olam, he sought to pattern himself after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was the machnis archim and so on and so forth, and finally torosai hamila biatzma uvana va'avadav umitzvah neoch kulon shein torah lehem. Torosai refers to the mitzvos masios. The specific mitzvahs ma'aseh that he was obligated in, both the mitzvahs ben al-chaveiro, both the mitzvahs ben noach, which are applicable to him as to all of humanity, as well as mila, which Avram specifically had gotten a command for. And so those are the al pipshuto, the four elements that Kadosh Baruch Hu is highlighting to Yitzhak about his father Avram Avinu, is the emuna, the personal nisyonos, the tikkun amidas of alach de bedrach of the chovas halavavos, as well as the chovas ha'ivarim, specific mitzvahs masios that all of humanity are obligated to keep, and the mila which was added to Avram Avinu. So I think this gives us such a tight package, a very rich perspective on, again, different approaches to how you deal from a parshanut level, how you deal with balancing the different psukim, the comments of Chazal. And there's so much to learn. Offhand, you would say, "Avos Kodem on Torah." It's a fascinating topic, but so hypothetical. It hasn't applied in thousands of years. But there's so much for us to learn, to appreciate the richness of mitzvahs in general, and to appreciate that Avos would, centuries before anyone was obligated to mitzvahs, they volunteered to keep mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs, all mitzvahs. What does that say about? We have the gift of being obligated to keep mitzvahs, and at the same time the challenge of it sometimes becoming dry and sometimes losing the inner verve. To think about the fact that for generations Jews were volunteering, and if they were volunteering specific mitzvahs, it highlights to us the particular value of Shabbos as a weekly refresher in our emunah. It highlights to us the particular value of the connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu that comes more easily in Eretz Yisrael than anywhere in the world. And it highlights to us sort of the core of Yadus, what Yadus was originally, before Kadosh Baruch Hu added all the Tariq Mitzvahs. At its core, it was Emuna and Tikkun Amidos, the personal Nisyonos for an individual of Avraham Avinu, and the Shav Mitzvah Noach and Mila. That was the core of Yadus, as the Rambam describes at the very end of Mishnah Torah. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu added more and added more and built it up until ultimately Jewish people from the time of Sinai and on are obligated, not only in that core, but in all the branches in all Tariq Mitzvahs. I both say thank you. So thank you to each of you for coming.